Now, the IFA president, Joe Healy, has encouraged farm families to attend and support Let's Talk and Walk, the Forest Walks, which are organised by the IFA in partnership with Sea Change, Culture and Mental Health Ireland. And it's all in support of the Green Ribbon campaign, and they're on this month. There's 9 walks around the country in total during May, and one of them is this weekend here in Donegal at Ards Forest Park. I'm joined by two of the organisers now, Mabel Russell and Bill Vaughan. You're both very welcome, first of all.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Mabel, start with you. It's important to get out and walk for good reasons and talk for good reasons, and particularly amongst the farming community this year, because it's been a tough year. It's been a tough 12 months.
It's been a very difficult time for farmers, and especially those and suckler farmers who are losing a big amount of money per head of cattle. But they're the very nature of farming and the uncertainty of weather aspects, there are a lot of stresses on farmers, financial stresses, meeting those and coping with that. Small amount of stress is good. It it helps us respond to various situations. But when that stress is too much, then it can lead to many problems, depression, etc.
And there's so many facets to farming. Even if it's just, you know, those that have suckler cattle or or whatever, you're into one type of farming, there's still there's so many angles to it, so many different things to do, so much stuff to comprehend and to deal with. And it's understandable how farmers would be under duress and stressed out. Anything to do with, you know, finances or the weather or politics like Brexit, for instance. Mm-hmm. So a lot to contend with.
A lot to contend with, a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of form filling. All applications now to the department has to be done online. There are many older farmers who are not able to cope with the stresses of filling in the forms, etc., themselves online. Just the bills, the cost of feedstuffs, everything, the worry about those bills landing on the doorstep before you're able to meet the payments, all those things lead to stress.
Yeah, and a lot of the time you can deal with it, but it just takes one or two things to go wrong and then it can set off a chain of events. Bill, with Mental Health Ireland, you've seen this time and time again, and particularly, I suppose, with the farming community, given that it's there's a lot of isolation. You know, you could go from one end of the day to the next without having to chat to anybody.
Yeah, it's totally different now compared to a generation, and especially two generations ago, where you were relying on your neighbours and they were relying on you to, for the different activities, whereas now it's all mechanised. And really, you can look after a farm yourself, I would imagine.
You're more self-sufficient.
You're more self-sufficient, but then there's a lot more thinking time to yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're prone at all to worrying or anything like that, you could go a full day with just kind of focusing on the various worries, like the kind of things Mabel was talking about there. And that's not good for your mental health.
No.
No.
So it's good to meet others, it's good to talk, and then getting out, you know, in the beautiful environs of a place like Ards Forest Park, it always lifts the spirit. So that's why these walks and talks are great.
Yeah. Well, anyone that knows Ards, it's a fantastic resource that we have here in Donegal. And the beauty about it is for the walk that we have is that Quilshie actually opened the gate, so you don't have to pay the fiver in for the event. You've a beach, you have hill walks there if you want. There's lovely walks in the flat, a boardwalk. And it's there all the time. There's the wee cafe there now that sells tea, coffee. And what we do on the day is we bring in Angus Kennedy, who does a nature walk.
We know Angus well in this show, yes.
He's fantastic. You know, he really brings nature to life. So he does, he's been doing that for a few years for us now, nature walk. We have music then after the walks. We all come back at 4 o'clock and we have Michael Gillespie and Zara Montgomery. They play with Humble Earthworms.
Right.
So they come down and play some lovely music there just around where the play area is. And this year we're bringing back the walking football too. which the parents against the kids. So that always brings up a bit of controversy.
So, yeah, and a bit of crack.
Lots of crack.
It's a great opportunity to bring people together and plenty to do to sort of break the ice if you want to interact. Or if you don't, if you just want to, you know, observe and take in the surroundings, then that's fine as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, yes. So there's people that ask, you know, how long are the walks or how strenuous are the walks? And that's the beauty about this is that you can go, you know, you can follow the nature walk. You can, there's two other guided walks of various degree, you know, lengthwise. Or if you want, you can just go off on your own and take one of the other trails around the park as well.
Mabel, being out in the great outdoors, obviously, nothing strange to farmers, but this is different. The beautiful surroundings of Ards Forest Park, and it's a chance to switch off as well. You know, leave the cattle or the sheep behind for a day or a good portion of the day, and just to focus on something else and something positive, and to chat to people and to support a good cause.
Yeah, it's so important just to talk to people. Very often, if we have a physical illness, we're very willing sometimes if someone asks us how we are to talk about. But if we have been depressed or we have some form of mental illness or just feeling that little bit off, we're very reluctant to talk to others about it. And it's so important that we do talk to people about it. We have to remove the stigma that's attached to mental health. And that's what the Green Ribbon Walk is about, to remove that stigma and encourage people to talk about how they are feeling, or as Bill says, just enjoy the surroundings, just be there and enjoy the peace and quiet of it.
And it's not all about self-help, or it's not all about going there if you have felt down or you're feeling a bit down or whatever. It's also going along to support the Green Ribbon campaign, which is throughout this month.
That's what it is. It's important. It's important to support Green Ribbon campaign, because they are very, very, very good at trying to remove the stigma attached to mental health.
Yeah. And Bill, and so much of it is about the stigma, but we've come a long way in Ireland in the last few years.
Oh, definitely. From a public health point of view, we've come along a long way. You know, where there's not a day where you won't hear either in radio, television, an ad maybe for promoting positive mental health, or someone talking about their own experiences. So it's great to see that. It's fantastic. I think the next stage is to try in some way to connect with the personal side of mental health and try to help people understand that mental health is a full spectrum. It's not just about mental illness. It's about mental wellness. And the positive side of that, you know, happiness, contentment, and to own it and to learn more. It's like learn more about yourself, how you operate, how you think, and how you can manage that as well as you can.
Yeah, and I think we are getting, you know, the message is getting through. We do now have a better understanding.
Yeah.
And I think we're more supportive to one another, and we're more supportive to people, you know, who might be going through a tough time.
Yes, definitely. I think self-help groups, community groups are fantastic, and their links are getting better between statutory services and community groups, community self-help groups, support groups, and people are finding out more and more about how much is out there around support and mental health.
When Liverpool scored the winning goal last night, I was jumping around the room like a mad thing, and my middle daughter says, Dad, sit down, this is bad for your mental health, sit down. I don't think she fully got it. It was actually very good for my mental health, but it just shows you there's a level of understanding. She's obviously, you know, her discussion at school or whatever, so it's good.
I would say too, around that, if I'm in schools, I will always say, in that kind of situation, how our thinking is so important, because last night wasn't too good for Barcelona. Anyone supporting Barcelona, their mental health.
That's the other side. Yeah.
You know, it's the same result, but it can affect us all differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, then, and they will give us the rundown on the walk on Sunday. People can just show up, obviously, and as Bill mentioned there, the culture's throwing open the gates, and there's no need to book.
No need to book. Just come, free entry. Refreshments are served as well, and a cup of tea, coffee from the little shop that's there. That's free as well. We cover the cost of that. And we've had great support as well from DLDC who provide water, fruit, etc., crisps on the day as well. And I'd just like to extend Cormage Falcha, Rivga Gatinya, Hig Anamut Ribbon Glass, Kainch Ogosholo, Ibark Forest in Naharj, and Jehona Jidoni Shahugging. Okay. Just we extend a very warm welcome to anyone at all to come and join and support the Green Ribbon Walk.
From the young to the old.
From the young to the old.
And that is from 3 o'clock.
From 3 o'clock,
on
yes.
Sunday. All right. Well, I hope it all goes well, and if there's a wee bit of sunshine, it'll definitely help matters. Mabel Russell and Bill Vaughan, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Joe.